USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Less than a week away from former President Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president who's left office is unconstitutional. David Schoen joined the president's team several days ago and tells Fox News that there is no statute that gives the United States Senate standing to try a private citizen.
This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution is quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Idaho Army National Guard is investigating a deadly helicopter crash. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Three Idaho Army National Guard personnel were killed after their Black Hawk helicopter crashed south of Lucky Pearl near Boise, Idaho, shortly after 8 p.m. local time Tuesday. Colonel Christopher Burt, the Idaho Army National Guard State Aviation Officer, said officials last contacted the craft about 15 minutes before it went down. 4 hours after the crash, the helicopter's emergency transmitter locator device was found along with the crash site. Weather at the time was snowy in a mountainous region. Another Idaho National Guard helicopter crashed during training on November 6, 2014 at Goen Field in Boise, Idaho. All three personnel aboard Tuesday's crash were pilots with the Idaho Army National Guard participating in a routine training flight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A coalition of human rights groups is calling for a boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games set to be held in Beijing. 180 groups have issued an open letter calling for nations to boycott the games so that the Chinese regime wouldn't be emboldened to continue what they called appalling rights abuses and crackdowns against dissent. The same coalition had previously gone to the International Olympic Committee to try and get the games moved out of China, but says they're now appealing directly to world governments because of the IOC's inaction. The 2022 Winter Olympics are scheduled to open 1 year from Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.